Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you, Steve. 138 WGN. This is John Williams. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and it's pouring outside. Holy cow, is it raining out there? Raining buckets.
I have a lake in my backyard.
Do you really?
After having paid people to get rid of my lake in the backyard.
Really? What do you mean? You had like drain tiles or something put in?
I'm working on it, yeah. Something happened. I never had this issue until about 4 years ago.
Maybe you should get insurance to help you with that, Steve. Why, look here. There's a guy from Allstate right in our studio. Dawned on me this morning when I was looking out. Actually, last night when I was listening to the thunder clap and roar. And, you know, I'm a recent transplant from Minnesota. I'm living temporarily downtown. Brenda's up with the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund in Minnesota trying to sell our house up there. So I've moved some of my stuff, all of the livable things I needed. I did not pack an umbrella. So that was a bad plan on my part. In fact, in our studio right now is Jamie Morales, Allstate agent. Talk to us a little bit about prepping your home for seasonal change like this. I guess the best advice would be pack an umbrella or own an umbrella, right, Jamie?
Yeah, for today, no doubt about that, John. I mean, it's definitely required accessories.
So what do you guys think about when you think about spring and prepping our homes or our lives insurance-wise? I wouldn't think about that.
Yeah, John, I think, there's some common thought here in terms of how to prepare for the changing seasons. And, you know, we live in Chicago, the Chicago area. It looks like, you know, we get all the seasons all at once and sometimes all in 1 week. But when we talk about making transition into the springtime, one of the good things or one things that we would recommend is doing an external visual inspection of your home, right? So there are three kind of key areas that we would recommend. One is checking to see how well your roof shingles are performing. Two common things to look for are curling or what's called clawing and your shingles. And what tends to happen is as the roof weathers and ages, that could lead to leaking. And so going into springtime, it makes sense to go out there and take a look. And like I said, do a visual inspection. The other thing that I would look at is take a look at your siding or your trim. With the weatherization and a lot of moisture, that could lead to rotted wood and other things. So you want to make sure that you have a good eye on that. And the third thing, and probably most important thing, is take a look at your gutters and your downspouts. With obviously the April showers, we got an advanced show today. It makes sense to make sure that those are cleaned out. Safety obviously is the most important thing, right? So I would recommend maybe getting a hold of a professional. I wouldn't recommend people going up on the roofs on their own or climbing a ladder to check out those gutters. So it makes sense to reach out to a professional to have some of those things done should you see that there are some concerns.
I'm amazed at how many downspouts end right at the foundation on people's homes. And I actually bought a house that way, and it didn't even dawn on me when I bought the house until after we bought the house and we're moving out. I go, oh, my, for crying out loud. I didn't notice. The gutters end at the foundation, and that's where the water goes. And my neighbor was getting it in his basement.
Right.
I think that's why my guy never did anything about it, because it wasn't going into his basement. But I knew I was next, and I didn't think it was nice to do to my neighbor. So then we got those, we had them buried, and then, you know, they empty out elsewhere in the yard.
Exactly. You know, I think that makes sense, and you're hitting a key point. You want the water to be moved as far away from your home as possible. You don't want it coming back into your foundation or leaking in through your windows.
So. Yeah. Well, that's an exterior thing. What should I think about interior-wise?
You know, interior, typically around springtime, we think about spring cleaning, right? So we get into our elbows with soap and washing windows and defrosting the refrigerator. I would add to that list, put together a maintenance checklist. So one thing for sure is checking your AC filter and replacing that. So we probably haven't been using our AC during the wintertime, unless you used it, you know, a few weeks ago when we had 70-degree weather.
Yeah, right.
But that's one of the things definitely to take a look at. I'm a big fan of replacing your AC filter every 30 to 60 days, right? So it makes sense. You want to have clean air going through your home. The National Center for Healthy Housing recommends that you replace it often. So that's a key thing there. The other is I would take a look at your windows, look for torn or damaged window screens. With all the weather that we have, the crazy weather we have, the last thing you want to do is, you know, have those things cause maybe some internal damage to your property. And if you're a fan of, you know, cool breezes, I like to have my windows open. The last thing you want to do is invite all those insects to come in if you have tears in your screens.
Those are all probably good ideas. I appreciate the fact that somebody from Allstate would care about that. I mean, does that have any impact on my premiums or on my claims necessarily?
You know, some things do. So while we're talking about spring cleaning and taking a look, if you're looking at your windows, if you take a look at your windowsills, you might see possibly some water marks and some water damage. That could lead to additional damage down the road. So from a preventative measure, it makes sense to take a look at that. If you had dry caulking, right, with all the weatherization, the caulk gets dry, it expands, contracts, that can lead to leaks. And one clear sign of doing that is seeing if you have water marks along the windowsills or along the walls.
Yeah, I've had those.
Yeah, so
I love those.
Again,
those
preventative
awesome.
Maintenance will help you save money and then hopefully not have to file a claim.
Yeah, but how does that work? So because I had that on my wall, and I also had it on my ceiling, a little tea-colored stain, and just kept me up at night thinking about that dang thing. So if I get that fixed, right, I mean, I probably need to find the source of how the water came in there.
Right.
Fix that, then fix the ceiling. Right? We probably did something like that. I don't remember how this story ends, except that my question is that a claim somebody can file?
Well, it's. I always say it depends, right? So we would have to take a look at what the cause of the damage is, and if it was as a result of like a natural event. So obviously we deal with a lot of high winds in the area and or hail. And so over time, if that creates an area on your roof where water can penetrate, that would be something that would be reviewed, and it would be determined whether or not that would be a covered loss.
But possibly, as
possibly.
A natural event. That's the category upon which it would fall.
Exactly.
What about
exactly.
just ice dam back and building up into your house?
Yeah, so that's very common as well. That's something that typically is covered under a claim.
And then it's just a matter of what your deductible is then, I guess, to how you wrote the policy, right?
Sure. So a deductible is basically a customer's share in the risk. So depending on how severe the damage is and what your deductible is, you would get the difference of that.
I know you're going to say it depends, but what's your recommendation? Should I have a higher or lower deductible with respect to my premium on homeowners insurance?
Well, John, you're absolutely right. I am going to say it depends, and it does depend, right? It depends on how much of the risk you want to share. I'm a big fan of taking a look at deductible as a way to say, how can this help me manage my premium? Right. So in theory, the higher deductible you have, the more moderate your premium is going to be.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
But I would not use that as the first, action that I would take. I would take a look at making sure that, my home is safe and secure. I've kept the maintenance up. As a result of that, then take a look at how I might be able to get a better premium, and a deductible might be one of those ways to take a look at that.
Yeah. Well, if you can't afford the right coverage, then it's not safe, right? So maybe you would buy up the deductible, get the premium down, because you want to have enough coverage. Do people sometimes have their homes underinsured?
So, John, great point. One of the things I think that my peers and I do is we try to help educate our customers on how to evaluate their risk. And so, sometimes we find when people come to us from another company that they don't have the right amount of protection.
Well, should you have the equivalent of the value of your home so that if it burned to the ground or, I don't know, an airplane flew into it or something, the whole thing's totaled? I guess a home could get totaled, right?
Sure, yeah, it can.
Okay, so then you should have enough coverage to replace the house, right?
You should definitely have enough coverage to replace the house. In today's economy, we take a look at what it would cost to rebuild or repair a home at today's costs. And we use an estimator that would allow us to determine what's the right level of coverage for that.
But is that necessarily the resale cost of the house?
No, it isn't. So two different things. Great question. Sometimes consumers get confused with market value of a home versus how much you should have in what's called dwelling coverage.
Yeah.
And they're two different things.
Dwelling coverage, that's the things inside?
Dwelling coverage is your home. And then personal contents coverage is the things inside your home.
Okay. But neither of those are the replacement cost. Which would be higher? Probably the replacement cost, right?
Potentially, yeah.
I mean, if you've got a house that, say, is worth, I don't know, $400,000 or something like that, That is, that's what it would sell for. I guess it depends on the neighborhood and the house, right? Yeah. To replace that, I'm thinking it would still probably cost more than it would to, you know, buy it if it were on the market.
Yeah, it all depends. You're gonna get me on.
If
this,
you say
John.
That one more time, I'm throwing you out of this studio.
Can you run fast? Because I can. So, but I would say that it does depend a lot on market value on the one side in terms of how much you can sell your home. On the other, it would say how much that would it cost per square foot to rebuild the home should we have to rebuild it. And sometimes those are two different things depending on market costs, availability of product, who your contractor might be. Those are other factors that go into how much it would cost.
Right. I mean, it depends on the kind of home you're going to build, obviously, too.
Sure.
Well, these are, I think, things to think about. If you don't know where you stand on those, maybe it's time to review your policy and maybe it's time to reach out to Allstate. It's nice to meet you, Jamie. Where do you operate out of? Where's your office?
John, my office is in Gladstone Park area of Chicago, Gladstone Park, Jefferson Park, 5717 North Milwaukee Avenue, Milwaukee and Mason.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is give me a call at my office. My office number is 773-774-9664. Or via web, you can connect to me. Just go to goodhandschicago.com, and you'll be connected to my website.
I can pass that along, too. Jamie, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming into our studio.
I appreciate the time. Take care.
How about that? It's 149. This is WGN.